Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn the first two Mishnahs, Maseches Menachos, that's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And just like we're starting this Maseches together, we should be going to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnahs together. And today's Mishnahs are being learned by Schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezechet Afan Ruziva Kogon, Bikarov Mamish. This Masechta is mainly about Karbonos Mincha, but also about Nesachim, wine libations. Now, very often when the Gemara discusses Karbonos, it refers to animals and birds, and Menachos tend not to get too much focus, therefore we tend to know less about them. Well, after this Masechta, we should hopefully be a bit wiser. Here's a few basic things about Karban Mincha. Number one, all menachas are from finely sifted wheat flour, except for two. All menachas have shemen ulevayna, olive oil and frankincense, which is a spice, except for two. Now, some menachas are fried, others are baked, while some don't have either done to them. Furthermore, menachas are divided into two categories. There's minchas nedava, which one donates, and then there's minchas chayva, this is something that he has to bring. For example, if he did an avera, or if he has to bring a different karban and it comes along with a Karban Mincha, kind of like when you order a steak at a restaurant and it comes along with a salad. Now, chayva is further divided into two categories, yachid and sibur. There's a private mincha, that's a yachid, and then there's a mincha sibur that's brought for the entire congregation. Now, here's another important thing regarding menachas. Just like with animal karbanos, which have four basic avodas, shchita, kabbalah sadam, that's catching the blood in a vessel, haylacha, bringing the blood to the mizbeach, and zrika, sprinkling it or throwing it on the mizbeach, menachas also have four key avodas. Kmitza is removed, that's kind of like the shchita, and we're going to see at the end of the second mishnah exactly what a kmitza is, but the basic idea is that it's a scoopful taken out, then afterwards it's placed into a kli, that's like the kabbalah, then it's brought to the mizbeach, that's the halacha, and it's burned on the mizbeach, which is the aktara, that's the four avodas of a mincha. And as we said, this is a very basic overview, and there's many, many more details. Each mincha has its own set of specifics, ranging from how much flour and oil is used, to how to prepare the actual mincha, and of course, many different troubleshooting issues that might arise. So without further ado, we begin with Mishnah Aleph. Kol menachas shenikmatzu shalai l'shman, all menachas that the kmitza was taken shaloi l'shma, he had the wrong intention, ksheiros, the mincha is still kosher, it still could be brought, and the leftovers are eaten by kehanim, ela shaloi alu b'alam shom chayva, it just doesn't count for the owners as their chayv. They have to bring the mincha again. They didn't fulfill their chiv of bringing this karban mincha, but again, it's still kosher, it can be brought on the mizbeach, and it could be eaten by the kehanim. Chutz b'minchas chayte, minchas knais, except for these two menachas, a minchas chayte is a mincha that has to be brought for doing one of three averos, and minchas knais is also known as a minchas saita. These two, if they're done shaloi l'shma, they do not count at all whatsoever, and they are apostle completely. Continuing to discuss this, minchas chayte, minchas knais, shekamatzal shaloi l'shma, these two menachas that we just mentioned, chayte and knais, that the kmitza was taken off shaloi l'shma, or nasan b'chli, v'hilech, v'hektor shaloi l'shma, if the kmitza was placed into a kli, or it was then carried to the mizbeach, and then burned shaloi l'shma, ay, l'shma, v'shaloi l'shma, or the first intention was l'shma, and then the intention was shaloi l'shma, ay, shaloi l'shma, v'lishma, or the intention was shaloi l'shma, then he had a l'shma intention. In all these cases, psulis their pasul. And we just clarify, ketzel l'shman v'shaloi l'shma, what does that mean? That he had an intention l'shma, and then he had an intention shaloi l'shma, l'shem minchas chaytai, u'l'shem minchas nedava. First, his intention was for this carbon mincha, the minchas chaytai, but then he had an intention for minchas nedava, for mincha that's donated. That's l'shma, then shaloi l'shma. What about the next case? Shaloi l'shma v'l'shma, what's the reverse? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chaytai. First, he has intention for minchas nedava, then minchas chaytai. In all these cases, the minchas pasul. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Achas minchas chaytai, v'achas kol minchas, whether we're talking about minchas chaytai, or it could be any carbon mincha, shekmatzan zar, if a non-kohen took off the kmitza. Or all the next examples are referring to a kohen, but the kohen himself has some sort of issue, namely, oinein, he had the status of an oinein, which means one of his immediate relatives died that day, so he's not allowed to do avayda, or tvul yaim, he was tamei, he went to the mikveh that day, that's why we're calling him a tvul yaim, he immersed that day, but he still didn't wait for Harav Shemesh, he didn't wait for nightfall yet, so he can't do avayda, or mechusar begadim, he's missing some begadim, he's not wearing all the big day kuhuna, or mechusar kipurim, he's lacking atonement, which means he was tamei to such an extent that he not only had to go to the mikveh, but he also had to bring a karbon the next day, so it could be that he went to the mikveh and there was Harav Shemesh, but he still didn't bring his karbon yet, or shalei rechus yadayim raglayim, he didn't wash his hands and feet before doing the avodah. Ariel, he doesn't have a bris milah. Tamei, he's tamei. Yoshev, or he's sitting when he does the kmitza. Or Amel Gabi Kalim, he's standing on top of Kalim. He's standing on something. His feet aren't on the floor of the Hazar, the base of Mikdash. Or Al Gabi Behema, he's standing on an animal. Or Al Gabi Ragli Chaveroi, he's standing on the feet of his friend. He's standing on the feet of a different kayin. In all these cases, if he did the kmitza in such a situation, pasal, he totally pasaled it. Another din, kamatz besmoil, unless he did a kmitza with his left hand, not his right hand, pasal, he pasaled it. However, Mbeseir says, yach, yachzir v'yachzor v'yikamotz b'yamin. He should just put back the kmitza into the rest of the mincha and then go back and take off a kmitza with his right hand. According to Mbaseira, taking off a kmitza doesn't passel the mincha, you just have to redo it. Now let's say, kamatz v'ala b'yaday tzror, a gar gemelech, a karet shal avoyna, he did the kmitza, and in this kmitza, a rock somehow came up in it, or a piece of salt, or a little piece of levaina, frankincense, pasal, that passels the mincha, it passels the kmitza. Why is this? Menesha Amr, because they said, hakoymetz hayoser v'hachaser pasal. If he takes off a kmitza that's too much, or it's too little, it's missing something, it's pasal. Now we further clarify, ezu hayoser, what does it mean? He took off too much, shekmatz mevayrots. As the kmitza was bursting, it was full, we'll explain this in a moment, v'chaser, what does it mean? It's lacking, shekmatz birosh etz baisov, he took off a kmitza only with the tips of his fingers. And now the Mishnah finally explains, what does this mean? He did a kmitza, ketzadu oise, how is he supposed to do kmitza properly? He spreads his fingers out on the palm of his hand. So we're going to have a little bit of an audio-visual session. It's not visual because you're not going to be able to see it. You're going to do it for yourself, though, and that way you're going to be able to visualize it. So take your right hand and look at it. You see that hopefully you have five fingers. The middle three is the focus of the kmitza. Let's just call them by their Hebrew names. The thumb is the agudal. The index finger is the etzba. Middle finger is the ama. Ring finger is the kmitza. And the pinky is called the zeres. So we take those middle three fingers and just fold them over onto the palm of the hand. There's a little bit of a stretch over there. You're going to feel some of the muscles in your forearm stretching. It might be a little uncomfortable, but try to fold them over as flat as you can on the palm of your hand, basically with your thumb and your pinky sticking out. Whatever can fit inside there is a kmitza. And that has to be full. It can't be chaser. It can't be lacking. There can't be anything missing from it, but it can't be extra either. So the general idea of how to take a kaimetz is by the kohen folding over his fingers and then placing them into the bowl that has the mincha and then pulling out a scoopful. Then he takes his agudal, his thumb, and rubs out anything extra that's peeking out of his finger on that side. Then he takes his zeres, his pinky finger, and rubs out anything extra that's peeking out on that side, and whatever's left is that full kmitza. Now this is one of the most difficult things to do in the Beis HaMikdash. As we had mentioned in the previous Masechta, there's something called malika, which is how we shecht a bird in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the most difficult thing. This is one of the most difficult things, taking kmitza properly, trying to make sure that it's not yasser and it's not chaser, and there's different ways to do it because it really depends on the mincha. Now, it really does depend because when the kmitza is taken from the mincha, while it's still in its flour oil stage, it's really not so hard. But there are some menachas that are first baked, then crumbled into pieces, and then the kmitza is taken. It's very complicated to try to get a perfect kmitza where it's not missing anything, but it's not extra. And so bottom line is, what we just learned over here, that he has to make sure that when he's taking the kmitza, nothing else gets caught inside, not a pebble or a piece of salt or a piece of levaina, because then it's going to be considered chaser, it's going to be lacking. And he also has to make sure to rub out just the perfect amount that's peeking out the edges, because then if not, it's yasser, it's extra, it's too much, and only then he has himself a perfect kmitza. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah, Gimel and Daled, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.